the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Dabla.
It's time for week 14. We're getting towards the end.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. I know. What is the Super Bowl next week?
Well, I'm over, well over a month.
Next week? All right.
First week in August.
My week's last.
First week in February.
A Mark week is like 4 or 5 regular people weeks, so I think I'm still right.
Things are just racing by. Like,
I know.
Christmas is next week already. And then, like. Like, that goes fast.
New Year's is like a month after that. So,
But then, like, January and February, or especially in the Northeast, it's like, that just, like, depending on, unless the weather stays like it has been, it's just horrible because it's like it's cold and it's stormy. And
yeah.
It's depressing. And
well, we've lucked out around here because we haven't seen shit.
And things just, like, drag. And then tax time comes and you get a little bit of cash. And it's like, ah, this is nice. And then that can maybe propel you to the spring.
Yeah, depending, yeah.
Depending on the weather and stuff. If it's one of those winters that never ends, oh my god, those are the worst.
Like, yeah.
It's like mid-April, and it's like, I think it's going to snow again today.
If you're not a Buffalo native, or, you know, in this area, you
Northeast,
don't know.
Northeast.
Yeah. But around here, it snowed well into May.
It wasn't into May.
It was in the May.
I don't think it snowed, actually snowed
I think
in
it
May.
Snowed in May.
I think it was April.
I don't
you
know.
Always think it's May. Yeah, well, I believe last year was like July 3rd, there was like a significant snowfall, so...
Oh, you know what? I think it was the last week of April. Because I think I remember yelling, it's going to be May next week!
We always remember
snowing.
That.
Yeah.
But our memories are so,
so accurate.
Unreliable, so...
Yeah. Anyway, am I still winning, by the way?
Well, let's look at the,
I know we're doing a football thing
Let's look at the tally-ho.
Daryl Tally?
Last week, you had 9 correct picks. And I had 7.
So, remember my lead? My enormous lead? I believe it's grown.
Yeah, you're extending your lead to 7. You know, I don't have a lot of time left.
No, you don't.
I got 3 weeks left of the season.
Wait a minute.
After this week.
You have all the time you need. You have a time machine.
True. Oh, man, I could buy and can kill you. But, you know, it's lucky this is the way it's going because... If I would have took a huge lead, you would have...
Like me?
This bit would have sucked. We would have said, like, that's just it.
Well, the humor in the bit is the guy who doesn't know shit about football is beating your ass.
I did look over our Super Bowl and playoff predictions, and it looks like we're just fucked on that one.
Yeah. Not going to make any difference.
Because those count as points, too. Actually, didn't I say they count as, like, 5 points or something
we
like
never
that?
Really came to any decision. We were kind of like, could there be 5? I don't know. Whatever.
We should. What do we want to make it 5? Well, we can make the Super Bowl 10 points, but neither of us are getting it right, so it doesn't matter. We can make a million points.
I don't think any of our playoff picks are going to be right, probably.
I think you picked, like, we both picked, like, the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl for some reason.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We didn't pick the Patriots?
I think it was the Patriots and Cowboys as the Super Bowl. I don't know why maybe I got to look at it again. I have the sheets. My handwriting's so bad, I might have to just go back and listen to the first episode.
Yeah.
See what's up with that.
Either way, I'm winning by 7, which is pretty nice.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started. By the way, because we play this music like every week, it was one of my top Spotify songs of the year, or albums of the year.
Does this show up like on your Facebook? Like
no,
people,
I don't,
your Facebook friends, like, man, he's just at home rocking out to the that football song, huh?
He loves it. No, I turned that off because. I don't need people to know what I'm listening. Sometimes I listen to like Taylor Swift or something. I don't need people to know that.
Yeah, it's private.
Yeah, I can. Then you're like, it changes the way you listen to music. Because then you're like, well, let's see what these people who probably aren't even paying attention might think. So I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have any friends or post anything on Facebook. When I post stuff, I always think of certain people, like what they'd think of what I'm posting. I'm like, oh, I wonder what.
You know, they keep an eye on your
stuff.
What
Todd would think of this? Not that Todd ever comments.
But you know he's watching.
I was really thinking, you know, I should look at all my Facebook friends and go, if I haven't interacted with them, or I don't know them in real life, or, you know, talk to them in real life at all, which is, you know, three people anyways, I should just unfriend them, because what's the fucking point?
I'll say, what's the point of unfriending them? Who cares? What difference does it make?
I need a 4 points. Wait, number one, do I know them in real life? Number two, did they ever comment on my shit? Do I ever comment on their shit? Number three,
are they hot chicks?
Are they? Yes, that's about it.
Because then you'll keep it.
Number four, can they do something for me? Then I'll keep them, you know?
Maybe that guy can help me move.
Yeah. And never then know. The fifth one is if I hate watching the feed. Like, someone I, you know, hate, like, I want to see what they're up to.
Yeah.
So I either get angry because something good is happening to them, or I go, ha ha, you fuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say angry if something bad happening. Oh, God. Why did you lose your job?
Look, Todd lost his leg in a horrible accident. Like. That's what I do. I say like. I comment like and I press like. Yeah. Just so he knows.
Double whammy. Are we going to do our picks here?
Oh, and the other thing I was going to do with Facebook is the old game where you say crazy shit to see how quickly you can get rid of all your friends on Facebook. Like, if they comment something like, who the fuck cares, asshole?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, go political or religious in any extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. You'll manage that pretty quickly.
You know, someone's like, I want to thank God for all the blessings he gave me this year. Fuck you. God doesn't exist. All right, first start off.
On that note.
We're going to Philadelphia. Bills versus the Eagles.
Is Philadelphia the city of angels?
Yeah, you've been there.
I want to call every city the city of angels.
You've been there. We went to that same stadium to see a college game.
Philly and who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, shit.
Who burned you last week because they won.
And they burned you.
I know. What? The first time this year.
I know. The first what time the you fuck? Bet against them.
maybe I should stick to that.
Who knows? Yeah, always bet against them. That way they'll win.
It doesn't work.
Superstitious idiot.
Well, no, I'm not superstitious. I had a feeling they were going to lose. Like, that was what I was going into it as. This week, I have a feeling they're going to win, so I'm picking them. So I'm picking the Bills.
Okay.
The Bills running back's going back to where he played last year and was abruptly traded in the offseason, so he's angry.
You know what? To give you a chance to cut into that lead
Patronize me, asshole.
Listen, I'm going to do you solid. I mean, you're down. You're down on
your
luck.
There's nothing worse than when you're a kid and your uncle lets you win whatever you're playing. You're like, fuck you, man. I'd rather lose, all right?
No, come on. No, you wouldn't. Here, come on. Whatever the other team is, okay? Maybe you'll get one.
Fuck off. So you just want to do all opposites today?
No.
That'd be fun. Lions versus the Rams. This is a tough one because they're both pretty shitty teams. But like I said, the Rams are kind of coasting towards moving away from St. Louis, so...
I'm saying Lions.
I'm going to go with Lions, too. I like this drunken sailor music. Redskins versus the Bears. Last week, the Bears lost the horrible 49ers and their backup quarterback, and the Redskins just, like, they had the lead, and they lost it to the Cowboys.
Man. I'm not really a Redskin fan, but they might be kind of, like, trying to prove something. Yeah, I'll say Redskins.
The skins, huh? Yeah. Okay, got no skin. I'm gonna go with the Redskins too. Why not?
A little bit of skin in the game,
Mr. Redskins. 49ers versus Browns, two piece of shit teams. Johnny Manziel back in action though.
Yeah, Niners.
I'm gonna pick the Browns in this one. Their hearts are still broken from a few weeks ago, but they might pull this one out. But who knows?
I like pulling on.
Seahawks and Ravens. Seahawks destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. The, what were they played last week? I can't remember who.
Don't ask me. The Turtles.
But anyways, what do you pick?
Who are my teams?
They played the Vikings last week.
Who? Ravens and somebody?
Yeah.
And who?
Seahawks.
Oh. Yeah, if I'm Ravens.
Alright. Point for me, I bet, because I picked the Seahawks.
Okay.
Colts versus the Jaguars, the battle of the AFC South, and every team has got a losing record, so a loser might win.
Ooh.
They say losers never win? Well, they do sometimes.
Give me the Colts.
All right. I'm going to go with the Colts as well. I'm so nervous about picking against you, against you because I don't want this lead to go up
anymore. Yeah, I know. You got to cut into it this week. You really do.
I'm about to have a good week soon. Steelers versus Bengals.
You're due.
Big battle. Bengals, of course, had a really good record, not even losing of late. Steelers are trending upwards, but they're both battling for the Steelers are battling for a playoff spot, and the Bengals are trying to hold their lead in the division.
I'm going to say the Steelers.
I'm going to say the Steelers.
Did you know my hometown of Lackawanna, their high school team, are the Steelers?
Mm, that's nice. Yeah. I'm sure you went to lots of games, cheered them on.
Oh, yeah. Every
Friday, your pom-poms.
Every day.
You put makeup on.
They play every day.
You're actually in the cheerleading team. You're one of those dudes that, like, lifted the girls up over your head.
Yeah. You know what?
I always think about those guys, because it's like...
I knew one of the guys who did that, and, man... Pretty friendly with all of the ladies there.
They're usually gay, right? I don't know.
No, only on TV they're gay.
Now,
in real life, they're fucking geniuses.
They're usually in pretty good shape. Like, why?
Yeah.
I guess they're just not good at football or whatever.
Or they just don't want to. Or, hey, how about this? I'm going to go here and palm this chick, her ass, to hold her up. How about I do that?
And we're going to spend lots of time together.
Or so I could have some other dude fucking bang into me all day.
But do cheerleaders fuck fellow cheerleaders, or do they fuck football players? Or BMOCs?
Well, listen, don't...
Because I'm the cheerleader. There is the law of proximity, but there's also the law of, yeah, you know, he's at my level. I want someone above my level.
You're using the labels a little too much. I don't know. I think those guys do all right.
And I also wonder, like, do they get goofed on by their, by the football? Like, what do the football players think of a man cheerleader? No matter how good a shape he's in, still a cheerleader.
I think you're using some TV logic. You're letting TV sway you as to what's really going on.
All right. Cowboys versus Packers. What do you think?
Give me the Packers.
Packers have been losing a lot lately, but...
You know I hate the Cowboys.
But I'm picking the Packers as well. Because they got I like to say they're due. Giants versus the Dolphins. There's this announcer during the football games who says, instead of offense, he says owl fence. Like an owl fence. Like it's a fence to keep owls out.
These goddamn owls keep coming in my yard.
What you need is an owl fence.
Yeah, good idea.
This is the hurry-up owl fence.
The Dolphins and the what?
Giants.
Giants? Give me the Giants.
The New York football Giants.
They are. They're huge.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Even though I'm not, you know what? Maybe I won't.
Come on, you got to be decisive.
I'll be the adult. Whatever. That's my first pick, I guess. You never know in this league.
I don't even know. What'd you say? What are you gonna do?
Dolphins. You pick Giants.
Okay.
Falcons and Panthers. Panthers still undefeated.
Really?
By the way, there's a basketball team. I don't know if you've heard.
No.
The Golden State Warriors. They have not lost this season, and the season started way back in the beginning of November. They're 24-0. Well, they were as of this recording.
Yeah, good for them.
So they might have lost by the time we...
How many games are in their season?
Oh, no, actually, this has come out the same day, so it doesn't matter.
How many games are in their season?
Like, 80 or something.
No. That's not that impressive, then.
Well, they only got... They've won the first 24.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
I know. I mean, that's good. I'll be impressed when there's, like... We've won 70 games. We only got 10 left. We haven't been beaten yet. I'm like, yeah, good for you guys.
So if they lose, then they're losers? I don't know.
Yeah. But listen, all I knew of you was that you had a winning streak. Guess what? You don't have
that
streak
anymore.
That's
like if you're a salesman. You get sales every day for, you know, the first 24 days of your work, and then you're like, you're the best guy I ever came. And then you get one. You're fired. Why? You didn't get a sale today.
The whole day. You couldn't get one sale? One sale the
whole day? But I've gotten
sales
every day since I started.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trained yet and I was getting sales.
That's fine. But what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. How many did you sell today?
That's the way it is,
Zero?
Too.
Yeah, that's life.
Like, you win a champ, you win the Super Bowl. The next year...
You stink.
If you suck, fans are goofing on you. Even if their team, like, hasn't won a Super Bowl ever, it's like, yeah, we just won the Super Bowl last year. So what? That was last year.
Yeah, look at you now.
So really? What's the point? What's the fucking point of all this?
Oh, calm down. Wipe your eyes.
Falcons and Panthers. I'm picking the Panthers. They're going to go 12-0 or
14-0,
whatever the fuck
me
they
too.
Are.
I want them to keep going.
By the way, the Falcons went 6-0, and they lost the last. They're now 6-6.
Perfect example.
Yeah, you want to be...
They were going 6-0, and everyone was like, man, you guys are awesome. You're going to go all the way.
Congratulations.
Now they fucking suck.
Congratulations, you made an awesome point. Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs going for that big. Saints and Buccaneers first. Buccaneers. The Saints suck. That's all I gotta say. So I'm picking the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'll pick them too.
Chargers and Chiefs.
Give me the Chargers.
Charge it. Do-do-do-do-do, charge it. Remember that from...
That's from the Flintstones. Betty and Wilma, they would steal their husband's credit cards because, God forbid, they get a fucking job.
Chiefs.
But no, let's take their money, spend
it. I pick the Chiefs. Titans and Jets.
Ooh, give me the Titans.
I want to pick the Jets, even though I need them to lose. But not really. For my team, the Bills, playoff hopes. Broncos and Raiders.
Broncos.
Yeah. Raiders are... They're cooked. I'm sorry.
They're goose.
Raiders are... The Raiders' gooses are cooked. Make your plans for January, because you're not going to the playoffs, Raiders.
Yeah, you know what? They'll be fine. They're planning vacations.
Vacation. Na-na-na. Pats and Texans. Sunday night.
Do you even have to ask? Aren't we all picking the Patriots?
Are we?
Aren't we? Aren't we?
Well, you know, the thing about that is, the Patriots have lost the last two games.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. But I don't know about you, but I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah, I guess I'll pick the Pats. And if I'm wrong, it doesn't, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have that extra point, but, you know, whatever. But that does it.
Oh, that's it? That was all the teams?
Oh, that's every game.
All right. Anyway, HotJawsKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.